Hey, good morning, guys. This is Lady Artist Leslie. I hope that you all are finding this message in good health and good spirits and feeling really well on this Wednesday morning. Listen, I just want to come to you really, really quick. As you can see, this is an audio message. I was not prepared to do a video, so please accept this audio. It's going to be just as informative. Get your pens and your paper out and take some notes on this, because I'm going to share with you, what does your social media say about you? What does your social media say about you? And when I say social media, I mean, you know, all the popular social media platforms today. We're talking about Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Tumblr, Snapchat. You have them all out there. I know for myself, I'm only on Facebook. I have a business Facebook page and a personal Facebook page. I have Twitter. I have Instagram, and I'll leave all of those later on, what my Twitter is and all of that, at the end of the video. But I am social media savvy. I realize that in the times and that we're living in, that's where everybody is. And so if you have a business, if you have a brand, if you have something going on with your life, what, even if it's personal, even if it's just, you know, you had a baby and you want to share, you know, what God is doing in your life, you got married. I mean, social media is so vast, and it's so much that you can get from it. If you're a blogger, it's great to be on social media. If you are a preacher, of course, it's great to be on social media. And, you know, my husband and I, we have a church here in Lawrenceville, and we're getting ready to birth a church also in Augusta, Georgia. And so, yes, social media is how we're able to even facilitate meeting people that we've never met in this new Augusta area. That is how we've been able to stay in contact with the people that we've met there. That's how we're able to let them know that we're coming to your area and we're bringing Abundant Life Church of Atlanta there, in the experience that we have here in Atlanta, we're bringing to your area. So again, social media is important. It is something that we all need today. So if you're not on social media, that tells me that you really don't have a lot going on in your life. And what I mean by that is, if you have children, hey, social media, you want to talk about, you know, the accomplishments that your children are making. You want to talk about, so it's so many reasons to have social media. But with that being said, what does your social media say about you? What is your name on social media? So what really struck my nerve, what really struck me one day was, I was, you know, I'm more on social media than I am on any other platform. I'm more on Instagram than I am on any other platform. That has seemed to be the platform where my voice is actually heard, where people, women are being blessed. So I spend a lot more time on Instagram. And so you got to find that area as well. Where you're being heard, you know, if you are a motivator, if you like to talk about the Lord, and if you like to, you know, lift up the name of Jesus, or whatever you like to do, you got to find what platform works for you. And so when you find that, stick with that niche, and you know, you can post on other platforms, but you will find out which one is works for you. And I'll get more into that a little later. But what caught my attention was, one day I was on Instagram and, you know, scrolling, going through like I normally go through, and some of the names on Instagram was totally blowing my mind. And I would, out of curiosity, I would click on the person's name, and I would want to see, like, who is this and why do they give themselves these type of names? Well, most of them, I will say, they were private accounts. So there's no telling what was going on inside those accounts and why they were private. And so, but then there were some accounts that I was able to get into. And so when I looked at the pictures, and so, I mean, and I'm going to just say a couple of names, and I'm not going to say the names I've seen, but I'm going to give you an example of some of the names. Big Booty Juicy, Big Booty Bertha, Cocaine Addict Sue, I am, all that in a bag. I mean, just all kinds of names. But the names would tell about the person. And so there was another name I saw, and it was something like B-I-T-C-H, bad B-I-T-C-H. And that was a real one I saw. And it had like some underscores and all this other stuff in it. But that is what you were saying about yourself. And so some of these names I clicked on, and you know, I would read the profile. It blew my mind when I saw them say, woman of God, child of God, I love Jesus. You know, God is everything. Put God first. But yet your profile name never matched the wording in the profile. It didn't go together. So that would not strike, first of all, if you're single, how would that strike a godly man? That he wouldn't even go to your profile. If you're a single woman and you're looking for a, and you want to be found, because the Bible says a man who finds. So if you want to be found, if there's a nice gentleman on social media and he's scrolling through and he sees a pretty face, but when he look at the name and it doesn't match, that he's going to continue he's just going to continue to scroll by. So I just named three or four. I just named three or four. And I'm sure you all can name several that you have seen. And I may be talking to somebody right now that's listening that you may have to go back and re-examine what your name says. So now, that was from the place of degrading yourself as a woman. Number one is on social media, make sure your name is not degrading you as a woman. You should be saying who you are and who you, even if you're saying who you plan to be, who you are becoming. So first of all, there's nothing wrong with having a name, your name as your social media. You know, my name on social media from day one, I have always branded Lady Artist Leslie. I am an evangelist. I am a pastor's wife. I am a hairstylist. I am a life coach. But because I branded Lady Artist Leslie, all those names are under who I am from a first lady, from a pastor's wife point of view. And I'm not so big on, you know, I want everybody to know I'm an evangelist, or I want everybody to know, you know, titles don't mean a lot to me. But because it was Instagram, I knew that Instagram was the type of platform where you can kind of give yourself a, so to speak, a kind of a fun name. You can give yourself a fun name to brand yourself that make people remember you. So a lot of people remember Lady Artist Leslie. I put them on my memes. I carry them across to Twitter. And make sure also that if you're on Twitter, if you're on Instagram, make sure they follow. Because if somebody's looking for you and they say, well, where is Lady Artist Leslie on Twitter? Well, they'll be able to just type in Lady Artist Leslie, and I'll come up in Google as Lady Artist Leslie on Twitter and Lady Artist Leslie on Instagram. So because those two names follow each other. I do plan on changing my Facebook back to Artist Leslie instead of I Am Artist Leslie. And I'm going to give you guys a reason why, some of you who know that I'm on there as I Am Lady Artist Leslie. That was originally supposed to be my personal page, meaning I really did not want anyone else on that page except for close friends and family. But what I've learned is being in ministry, being out there where people know who you are, they want to follow you. They want to see what you have to say. There's something about you that they love. And there's when you say something, they're encouraged by it and they love it. So, I felt convicted in my spirit because I said, okay, here I am trying to hide and just make this personal. And maybe I will later on, but because I am in this part of my journey and this part of my ministry, I want to make sure that I am not being disobedient to God and making sure people can find me in all avenues, whether it's Twitter, Facebook or Instagram. And then, of course, on our Abundant Life Worship Center page. So I've had people say, well, where are you on Facebook? I can't find you anymore. Did you unfriend me? Some people thought I unfriended them. Some people thought I blocked them. And so I said, well, because of where I am in my ministry, I don't want to make people think that I don't want them to be a part of what God is doing in my life. So now those who want to be a part, it's going to be open back up as of Friday. I'm able to change the name on Friday. So it's going to align with Instagram and Twitter, and Facebook will all align because it will all say Artist Leslie. And that is because I am in business and I am in ministry. I don't need to say anything else about who I am. Now, on the other hand, I have a business. I have a coaching business. That is why I made the business page, and it's called Relationship and Life Coach Artist Leslie. And the reason for that is that tells who I am. So Instagram and Twitter says she's a first lady or she's an evangelist, she's in ministry. Well, my life coach and relationship coach page says that she is a life coach. She is a relationship expert. And then it has my name. So it still aligns in a uniformed way. So I hope I'm getting, making sense of this. So first of all, if you're in business, if you plan to be in business, if you are in ministry, if you plan to be in ministry, if you are just somebody who want to talk about your family and you want to encourage somebody based on, you know, how you are as a mom or how you are as a leader, how you are as, you know, whatever the case may be, make sure you have a name that tells who you are. And I have seen names out there where, you know, somebody says, I'm blessed and highly favored. Like there's no other name on Facebook except I'm blessed or highly favored, or I'm this or I'm that. That's fine, but put that on a business page. Put that on a business page because that's how they identify the business. So if somebody's looking for a minister or someone in ministry, that's what they'll be looking for because it's a ministry name. But if you're on Facebook, your name should be who you are from a personal standpoint. Now, I will say this video, this audio, or this word that God was giving me mainly was for Instagram, because that is where I saw the names that were truly, truly just really hurt my spirit when I saw women with those type of names out there. And I said, I pray and I hope that the ladies that are in the mentorship group don't have names like that. And thankfully, I have to give you all a hand clap because none of you had names like that. So what I also want to bring up today is don't pretend that you're somebody else on social media. Try not to be somebody that you're not. Be who you are. Be transparent. Be authentic. It's okay to be you. And so when you come across as you, people will be more receptive to that than you trying to be somebody that you're not. And so you got to be very careful with that. And that is in all in how you post and what you endorse. Endorsing is so, so, so important. Be careful what you share. Be careful what you endorse on social media, whether it's Facebook or Twitter or Instagram. You repost, you share, and we retweet. Be careful what you're retweeting. I very rarely share because I'm always leery of how it's said. What was the tone? People can read your tone and how you're when you say something on social media, what's in your spirit comes out. If you have an attitude at that moment while you're posting, that's what's going to come out on the post. So take a moment and say, you know what? Right now was not the time for me to post because I already know that this is not going to go across right. You got to always make sure you're representing God. You're representing Jesus. You're representing the Christ in you, because you don't want to be one day talking about the Lord and then the next day you appear cussing somebody out, or your tone is, I'm not putting up with this, or I'm not putting up with that, or you're bullying somebody, or you're commenting at every little thing. Everything's not worth a comment. I mean, why even go back and forth with people? If that's how they feel about it, that's how they feel. Why does your opinion matter? Now, sometimes when I comment, it's because I'm encouraging. I'm lifting up. I'm saying, amen. Oh, I agree with you 100%. Glory to God. But if it's a combative comment, there's no need to go back and forth with anybody about what they put on their own social media. Don't like it. That's what the like buttons are there for. Like is there so you can like it or you don't. You keep on scrolling if you don't agree with it. But we got people out here that are so combative and always want to be in mess. So be careful that your name is not always in mess. And you know what? Social media, Facebook is so crazy that they tell every time you comment on somebody's post. It'll say, Lady Artizuzzi commented on Susan Clack's folks. Lady Artist Leslie shared. I mean, social media tells all of your business. On Twitter, if you are on Twitter, if you like a post, a tweet on Twitter, Twitter will tell all of your followers that you liked a particular post. So if you're a married woman, a Christian married woman, and you liking a bunch of single men with their shirts off and, you know, that's flirting or doing whatever on social media, guess what? All of your followers are going to know what you're about because that's what the type of stuff that you're liking. If you're a married man and you're on social media and every time you turn around, you're liking these girls who's showing their bodies and their booties and all this stuff. That's telling every woman, every Christian out there that follows you that that's what you're doing. So again, what does your social media say about you? What are you liking? What are you endorsing? What are you sharing? What are you commenting on? Are you being combative? Next thing is, are you positive or are you negative on social media? Social media is not about you going on there and telling your business. Please stop telling people your problems on social media. Why? Because 20% don't care and 80% of them are glad you have them. Now, I just said something right there. 20% don't care what you're mad about or what kind of problems you're having. And 80% of them are glad you're having those problems. So putting out negativity and putting out my husband made me mad or putting out, you know, this girl, I was in a fight yesterday, or I can't believe so-and-so did this, you know, doing those subliminal messages or doing those underhanded, trying to talk about somebody and, you know, you're not going to say no name, but I'm just going to say this. That type of stuff is petty and it's childish and it's immature. It's better to just let your emotions die. Let your emotions calm down. Don't feel like you gotta go jump to social media to say how you feel about something. Now, there is a way to post how you feel about something more from a teaching moment rather than a bashing somebody moment. There's two different ways that you can do that, okay? And so, again, we're talking about how do others see you? Do they see you as whole? Or do they see you as broken on social media? Oh, sometimes it just breaks my heart when I see some of the people that I know post on social media and I can tell they're still in a broken place. And a lot of times in my mind, I'm like, I wish they just take a break from social media. I wish that they just come off right now. Because when you are in a broken place, the worst thing to do is be posting on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. It is the worst thing to do because it's telling everybody all about you. And ladies, let me help you. If you are single, you need to take heed to everything I'm saying because your social media and what you post is saying a lot about you. What you share, what you endorse, everything says a lot about you. I can tell if you're growing because you're posting things that are growth related. I can tell if you're bitter because you're posting things that are bitter related. And so what the Bible says that what's in the heart is going to come out. What's in you is going to come out. The Bible talks about bitterness. It springs up and defiles many. So here you are defiling people at work. You're defiling people at school. You're defiling people on social media. But what's in you is coming up and that's what's happening to you. So again, be careful what you're putting out on social media. Selfies. I want to talk about selfies. As a woman, if you are posting selfies every single day, 2 and 3 times a day, that is ridiculously excessive. I was trying to look for the right word. Ridiculously excessive. It's narcissistic, and you're looking and seeking attention, and is not attractive to a man. It's attractive to the wrong man, but is not attractive to the right man. If you are a woman, if you are a Christian woman, better yet, if you are a godly woman, if you're working on becoming a Proverbs P31 woman, posting selfies every day of you is not acceptable on social media. People look at that and they see low self-esteem. They see low self-worth. They see she wants attention. Oh, she's looking for a man. And let me tell you something. When you're in a place where you're hidden, that's when he gonna find you. The reason why you haven't found a man yet is because you keep putting pictures out there and you keep attracting the wrong man. You keep attracting the wrong men. It's okay to put a picture up every blue moon. And so, and let me make it very clear. A selfie means that it's a picture of just you. Whether it's just you smiling, whether it's just you, you know, with your cleavage, all whatever you're trying to show, that's what a selfie is. Now, if you went to an event and you're taking pictures with several people, and you know, or if it's church, or you know, you took it after church flow with a couple of the people at the church, that's different. But every single day you're riding around and or you're sitting at home, or you're out at a restaurant and everything happens to be a selfie of you only, that's something that you need to look at. That's something that you need to dig deep within and say, what's going on with me that I have to keep putting pictures out there every single day? Maybe that's why I'm attracting what I'm attracting, because of what I'm putting out there. Learn to love you no matter what. It doesn't matter who's looking at you. It doesn't matter about likes. And, you know, I was talking to one of my friends yesterday, and she was telling me about, and she made such a good point about so many people are addicted to likes on social media. Addicted to likes on social media. So a lot of times people are putting up pictures of the selfie, because if you put up a positive quote, you may not get a lot of likes on that, because first of all, Facebook doesn't even allow your post to go to all of your friends. So a lot of times everybody don't even see everything, but that's a whole nother story. But when you're posting selfies of yourself every day, there's an addiction part of you. There's a narcissistic part of you that's looking for gratification from other people, that's looking for approval, that's looking for validation from other people. So it's time to get healed from that. If you are a woman, I want you to learn to back that up and say, you know what? And I'm not saying maybe once a week, maybe, because you know, if it's an addiction and you feel like you have to do this, but 2 and 3 days out of a week, every day, I've seen some men and women that post literally a selfie every single day. And I'm just like, wow. And I literally start praying, because I realize what that is from the root. And until they deal with that, they're going to continue to attract certain types of attention. And it just is not going to be good for them in the long run. Because a good godly man who's wise and who's whole and within himself, he's not looking for her. He's not looking for a woman that's posting selfies every day. He's just not. Because he's already saying, okay, if I think she's attractive, she's posting this picture for everybody else. So I don't want this. Let them have her. That's literally what a whole, and my husband and I talked about that, because he says the same thing. He's like, that's what really gave me this thought process, is my husband thought it was crazy to see people post selfies every single day. So we both had that conversation. So be careful with posting selfies. And I'm not saying you can't post pictures of you in groups, but when you're posting a selfie, that can be very narcissistic, and it can show that you're seeking attention, and the attention will come from the wrong person. I do want to go over really quick. If you are a business owner, or if you have a blog, or you're doing something like that, make sure your Instagram name specifically matches your business and who you are. For example, our church we have is our AL Church of Atlanta. We want people to know that, one, we are a church. Of course, the AL stands for Abundant Life. And so if you know who we are, you know that means Abundant Life. But somebody else that doesn't know Abundant Life, the AL wouldn't mean anything to them. But once they see Church of Atlanta, they know that this is a church. When they go to our profile, the profile will say, we're a local church in Lawrenceville, Georgia. Senior pastor is Vincent Leslie. First lady is Lady Artist Leslie. My name is tagged on there, so I can go. They can go to my page if they need to. But the profile matches the name, the profile name, and what the wording says. It they both match. So if somebody wanted to come and visit our church, they wouldn't find church. They would see church in that name. So if you're a hairstylist, make sure the name says something about hair. If you are promoting, let's say a photography business, make sure it has photography in it, photos, pictures, whatever, you know, words you can use that promotes your photography business. If it's yoga, make sure it's a name that says, I love yoga, or yoga. I can't even think of anything, but you know, yoga today or something. Just think of really different. I was talking to another young lady last week, and she loves Zumba, and she was telling me that she loves to go and teach women how to do Zumba. And I was like, wow, that is so awesome. So I gave her an assignment, and I said, I need you to come up with a really, really fun Zumba name. It can have your name in it plus Zumba. That tells the person that I, so-and-so, teach Zumba. Let me teach you Zumba. Or let me, like my email says, coach me, Lady Artist Leslie. That is so that people know I am a coach and I can coach you. My mentor class is called Mentor Me Masterclass. So I get emails every single day of women that says, can you mentor me? So if I was to have an Instagram page, I would have that as my name on Instagram, Mentor Me Masterclass. But I personally chose to just keep my brand all the same. So everybody's different. But if you're going to have an Instagram business, you want to keep your business page and your personal page separate. I personally do not have a personal Instagram. I don't care about posting pictures about myself. I don't care about talking about me and just me when it comes to just my everyday life. I am not the type of person that like to put my business on social media all the time. Every now and then, I will put something out about my husband and I going on a date night or something like that, because I know a lot of couples watch us. So that encourages them to go on date night. That kind of gives them the hope for a relationship, or, you know, so I do those certain things, and there's always a motive behind, or there's always a teaching moment or intentionality behind it. So I don't have a personal page because I don't care about people really being in my personal life. But my business, the Lady Artist Leslie page, is strictly motivational, biblical, inspirational, and teaching life and relationship tips to women. And that's another thing. My target market is women. So those are the things that you want to start to do if you're building a business. I don't care what kind of business it is. It doesn't matter. And if you're going to start blogging, I know it's a couple of you listening to me, and you're going to start blogging pretty soon. Your name needs to be changed to whatever the blog page is going to be, and start to promote that. If you have a new business coming up, then you need to get a separate business page for that and keep your page as a personal page. But make sure your personal page name is where people can identify you and they can find you. And I know Instagram started off where it was like, just come up with all these crazy, what do they call that? When you're trying to be somebody else, I can't think of the name of it right now, but no, it's okay to be on there as who you are, because if you're promoting Jesus, you want people, and you're glorifying God, you want people to know that you're glorifying God, that you are not some other kind of person or not some kind of ego. What they call that? I can't think of the name of it, but anyway. Next point is, listen, this is really, really good. If you are in the process of looking for a job, you must be careful of what you post on social media, and you must be careful of the name that you have on social media, okay? Because nowadays, every single company is going after your social media. They are hiring you and firing people based on what they are posting on social media. I've heard of somebody literally getting fired based on their political stance. Now, were they right? I don't believe so. But based on the type of argumentative of stuff that was going back and forth on social media, this company let this person go. But then there's other companies that decide not to hire based on the type of stuff that you're posting. And let me say this, there's companies out there that won't hire you if you're not posting enough because they feel that you're not social. Isn't that crazy? They feel you're not sociable if you do not hire, if you don't post on social media, because they feel like, okay, you don't even talk to people. You don't even, you know how to be sociable with the world. And so if you're at a job and it's the kind of job where they need you to talk to people and open up your mouth and be confident, they need you to be confident on social media as well. And this is something, a great tip I want to let all of you know is when you're posting on social media, don't post for likes. I have learned this and my mindset has completely changed about it. I don't post on social media for likes. I post on social media just to put it out there because you just never know who is going to. I don't care if one person was blessed by the post that I put up. It doesn't matter if everybody doesn't like it. You got to get out of this, I want likes, I want likes, I want likes mode. Yes, okay, we're all human. We want, you know, we want people to acknowledge the fact that we put something out there. But I just thank God that I've grown from this place of wanting to see who liked my, you know, why so-and-so didn't like it, why this person didn't like it, why that person didn't like it. If you take that worry off of you, it doesn't matter who liked the post and who doesn't, because a lot of times people don't even see it. So you, I mean, for me personally, I am definitely not the person to look for to like all the time because I'm not even on there. I have an agenda when I go on social media. I go on to post and I come off, and I may not be back on there for hours at a time. I am not a scroller for social media. So every now and then when I open up my Facebook, somebody's post just happened to be there and I end up liking it or not. It just depends on, you know, what you know, how I'm feeling that day as well. So, or endorsing and sharing. And so I say that to say everybody's not always on social media like we think that they are. Although they are, they may not be there at the time that you posted your post. So you cannot look for likes from everybody. Get free from that. That's a bondage that I pray my mentorship ladies, you guys get free from wanting likes. I don't know, just somebody I'm listening to right now, you fiend for likes. Like you, if people don't like your post, like you have an attitude and you know, well, why, or you stop posting just because you feel like, well, nobody's liking my post anyway. No, that's not the reason. If God give you something to say, say it, post it. Put it out there and then go on about your business, because God is going to allow who needs to see it to see it. Now, if you're posting about something funny or, you know, something like that, that's all up to you. And, you know, most people will kind of laugh at that or say something about that. There's a lot of posts I see that I laugh at, but I don't like it. I just laugh and I keep it moving. And again, because of who I am and because of who my husband is, we don't endorse a lot and we don't like a lot, because people, well, you liked her post, but you didn't like mine. You shared her post, but you didn't share mine. You did. And so we get a lot of that as well. So this year, my husband and I made a decision. We were going to cut back on all of the liking and endorsing, because we were getting backlash from it. I mean, you know, it's sad to say that, but know that pastors and first ladies get a lot of backlash when it comes to social media. And I didn't realize it until very recently. So we don't even follow a lot of people. We may be friends, but we don't follow because of that. So, Okay, so the job. Be careful with the job and what you're posting on social media. Your tone matters, okay? How you phrase your post. Make sure you're always, you know, loving. Also, engage. It's okay to engage on people's posts. Say congratulations. If somebody posts that they're graduating or they got an accomplishment or, you know, they got married, they got engaged, they're having a baby. Instead of sitting back and being jealous and hating, send them a compliment. That means the world to people. You don't know what they have been through to finally get to this place that they can say, I graduated from college. I didn't go to college after I got out of high school, but here I am 50 years old and I'm finally getting my degree. Whatever the case is, somebody who got, who became a minister, somebody who became, you know, who elevated in the kingdom. Always be okay with congratulating somebody and saying, great job. People need that nowadays. We live in the kind of times that people wake up depressed. You know, you don't know what they're dealing with from a local household point of view or from their job. So to know that they went to Facebook or Instagram and somebody said, great job, congratulations, you're amazing. Or, you know, you look so beautiful. That is so awesome. That is so awesome. So don't always look for the accolades. Why don't you give some? You also give some. And be careful doing it to everybody. Be careful liking everybody's page. Be careful sharing everything. Be mindful and use discernment. Because again, remember, it tells a lot about you on what you share, what you endorse, and what you comment on. Okay? When you also, social media also reveals your morals and your values. It does. Never reveal past relationship problems. Don't paint an inaccurate lifestyle. If you are married, this is the main thing I think people that are in relationships do, is if you are married and you know that you guys do not have a good marriage and you know you're working on some things, don't post, because now you're showing inaccuracy. And I've heard so many people who were posting on social media about, you know, making it look like they were, their marriage was amazing, and then 2 weeks later you see them posting, I'm going through a divorce. And it's like, wait a minute, you just got through giving God glory time, I thank you for my husband and or my wife, and now y'all talking about y'all separating and going through a divorce. So that's why you got to be careful with that. If you are happily married, then post it. Let the world know. If you got an amazing husband, if you got an amazing boyfriend, post it. It's okay to let, but you don't want to overpost. You don't want to overdo it as well. But you, it's okay to say, I just want to tell my husband thank you. He's been an amazing husband. Because that's not even for the world. That's not even for social media. That's amazing for the husband. To open up social media and say, my wife just said this to me. Now, let me tell you what that does if you're married or if you're in a relationship. It cuts out all the riffraff. It cuts out all the men leaving. You know, I was just talking to another client the other day, and I was telling her, I said, you know, every now and then I'll get one or two men that leave messages in my inbox, and I'm looking at them like, now you know good and well I'm married. If you scroll through my page, you're gonna see me post my husband. You're gonna see me talk about my husband, who is a pastor. You see me posting about my church. But let me tell you, some people don't care. They do not care. But you, it's okay if you care, you post it and you say, I love my husband. Or, you know, you talk about if you all are anniversary, your honeymoon, you're getting married, you're engaged. Post those things. It's okay. But if you know that you're not in a good place and you're working on some things, work on it in private. Work on it in private, but don't put that stuff out there on Facebook. Because if it doesn't work out, now you got to post that it didn't work out. And so there's people out there who looking for hope. They're looking, they want to be married. They want to be in a relationship with somebody that's going to love them and love all of their flaws. So I don't mind posting about my husband's and our relationship, because I know what the Lord did for him and what he did for me. And I want to show the world that God can do it for them as well. So if you're going to post about your relationship, make sure it's real. Make sure it's authentic. Okay. So that is pretty much what I have when it comes to social media. And I think I covered pretty much all of my points. If you guys have any questions or any comments, please just comment below. I'm going to post this. I'm going to send an email and I'm going to post it on Facebook. But if you have any questions, any concerns, any feedback, please feel free to leave it. Again, my email, y'all know the email, coachmeladyartist@gmail.com. I probably will do a teaching on a second teaching on this, but I'll do it on YouTube so it can also be on the on my YouTube channel as well. So anyway, again, what does your social media say about you? What does your social media say about you? That's something that you can examine today. That's something that you can make a decision on if you want to change it or if you want to leave it as is. Only you know what your social media says and what it is all about. I did have an opportunity to observe a lot of your social medias. And let me tell you, you guys are amazing. Everything, all the ones I looked at, I was like, yeah, now this is what I'm talking about. Most of you, they were just names. They were your first and your last name. May have had an underscore or something like that in it. But for the most part, everyone's social media was pretty normal. And so give yourselves a hand clap and just keep doing what you're doing. Be encouraged. This is a part of the journey. This is why I also did this, because as you're on this journey and transforming and changing into who God wants you to be, I need you to start posting the way about regard who you are, who you're becoming, not who you used to be. You're not emotional no more. You know, you're not broken anymore. You're on your way to transformation. So it's okay to post and say, you know what? I had a great coaching call this week with my coach. And she, you know, she taught me this. She taught me that. And I'm a work in progress. And I just thank God for what he's doing in my life. Those are great posts. Those are always good to let people know what you're doing and your process. And you don't necessarily have to talk about me, but you can just say what God is doing. Let alone not me, what God is doing in your life, and let him know about the transformation. Many of you have been with me since day one, and 3 months, here we are, 3 months later, you're doing amazing. So I just want you all to know I'm proud of you. Keep up the good work. Allow the Lord to feed your spirit on whether you should change your social media or keep it. It's up to you. But know that it does say a lot about you. So I pray that this message bless you. I love you all. Have a blessed day.